Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Lily, when I give you a shirt, though, you have to put it on. That's the rule. Come on. Would I'd like to do something. I want to prove an experiment here, and that is this. Would all of the women in the room who have a Scioli Army shirt on, we'll give Lily a second to get it, stand up so we can do a picture, because I want to prove that conservative women are the most beautiful women on the planet. And the left can have AOC in her horse teeth. So I need all the ladies in the Scioli Army to go up against that banner over there, if you don't mind. If you don't want to, I'm not going to make you, but then don't come back to the room, okay? Every age, that's you too. Even if you're married to me, you have to get up there and do it. Leanna, even if you wanted to be married to me, you still have to get up there and do it. Let's go. I also want to give a couple shout-outs here in our fourth hour. Jimmy Failla is on his way. He is coming. He's hit a lot of traffic. But look at this beautiful. Thank you for representing. Thank you. Stop it. You are not. Thank you. All right. Come on. Lauren, where's your Scioli Army shirt? I mean, this is just, come on. All right. So this is a great shot. And we got to go with the sleeveless look, too. The cutoff, the American flag hat. Would anyone like a Scioli Army shirt to pose in the picture? But you have one. All right, does anyone, is there a woman, a lady who would like to join this picture by dominating a Scioli Army shirt? All right, we got two here. We'll do this right. This is how we roll. This is a grassroots movement. The Scioli Army, which I have trademarked, in case I do get fired, Odyssey, just for the record. But it is a grassroots movement that started. You in? I'm here. I got two left. All right. So you're you want long sleeve or short sleeve? You were up here first. Short? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's get a great picture here together of all the beautiful women of the Scioli Army who remember to bring their shirts. We thank you for your support. We really do. We appreciate it. It means everything to us. We got to get a good shot here for our Facebook, social, Instagram, YouTube, all of it. And this is the future right here. I love it. It's great. So don't tell me that that the conservative movement is only old white guys. The last time I checked, that's the guy in the White House. Now, I want to give a couple shout-outs here, too. I have no shirts left. I'm sorry. No more shirts. I'm sorry. I just gave out the last one. I apologize. But besides, you're not a woman last time I checked. Not that I can define one. Have you noticed, too, the left now wants women to register for the draft? Thank you to the ladies of the Zioli Army. We love you. Thank you. Bravo. You are amazing. Thank you so much. The left wants women to have to register for the draft now. Forcibly register them, so you won't have the option anymore of registering for a selective service, even though it's required by law. You'll be automatically enrolled into selective service. Now, the problem, of course, is the Democrats, to prove that they are about equality, have said women have to register for the draft as well.
Fine woman.
Thank you. What is a woman? I have no idea. I was told that. We don't know what a woman is. Yet somehow they're able to say that women have to register for the draft in the Selective Service. I want to give a shout out to Donald and Genia Sabia. They came from San Diego. Wow. That's a long way to go. I want to thank, let's see here, Lisa, who said, hi, Rich, longtime listeners here. Could you give a shout out to Charlie, who is celebrating his retirement this weekend? We came down from Maplewood, New Jersey to see your show. Thank you, Lisa. Charlie, congratulations on your retirement. And where's, it was Carrie, right, who, from Massachusetts? Is she still here? There she is. You guys came down from Massachusetts, so thank you very much. That's a long time. I appreciate that. You might beat Forrest's record. He came from West Virginia. That was 6 hours. How long did it take you guys to get here?
Well, it's supposed to take 7.5, but
it took a lot longer than 7.5, yeah. Jimmy Fallon, it's taken him about 9 hours so far to get here from Manhattan, but... And I want to thank my friends from Riverton, New Jersey, who were here, because they were very loud. I had to kick them out before, but they've been so good the last couple hours. So well done, you guys. Thank you. Really proud of you for showing a modicum of maturity after 9 drinks. So modicum is a small word. Anyway, we got a lot more to get to this hour, and I really do appreciate you being here. Debate night is Thursday night. Tuesday night is our big night with Jack Carr. I want to play a clip for you. This is, Andrew, if you can cue this up for me. This is Democrat Representative Pramila Jayapal. She's a hideous beast. She really is. Again, proving that the women of the conservative movement are much more beautiful than the women on the left. Pramila Jayapal is... oof. Anyway, here is Pramila on with the unfortunately named Joy Reid, I believe it is. She was on with Joy Reid on MSNBC, and she's facing backlash now after she chuckled during a television interview while discussing multiple news chyrons that networks display during a Biden immigration speech. One of which was from Fox News, where they referenced an illegal alien in New York City who violently raped a young girl late last week. Here is cut number 5.
Great citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants. They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress in the streets as an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old New York.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot of fear-mongering.
Exactly. And we know that when people have economic insecurity...
Let's think about that for a moment. Is that something you chuckle over out of curiosity? Is that a chuckle moment? Look, I make inappropriate jokes all the time, as you know. Somehow you've stayed with me over the years despite all of them. And somehow I've managed to get them through the censors constantly. And I make jokes about my parent company, Odyssey, all the time, and I will until I'm fired, which could be any day now, or literally during this hour. But there are certain things you don't chuckle over, and I think that's probably one of those moments where you're like, ha, 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 look at the fear-mongering. Now, let's contrast that with what Congressman Scott Perry said this afternoon as he was speaking with Maria Bartiromo. Look, the Democrats may find this to be fear-mongering, but nevertheless, I think Americans are afraid, and legitimately so, about crime. There was an article a couple years back in the Philadelphia Inquirer, an op-ed written by former Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia, who said that Larry Krasner, the district attorney, the George Soros-backed district attorney of Philadelphia, if you say his name three times, by the way, he buys your radio station. I don't know if you know that or not. It's like the movie Candyman. George Soros backed Larry Krasner, and that was a big article in the Philadelphia Inquirer about how much money he gave to him. He also backed Alvin Bragg and a number of other prosecutors as well. Michael Nutter said that Larry Krasner is the epitome of white privilege. Here's a guy who does not live in the neighborhoods of Philadelphia that are besieged by crime, who's going out there and letting violent criminals back on the streets. People with illegal guns, he's letting them back out on the streets. It's the height of white privilege. When you had former District Attorney Seth Williams of Philadelphia who said, here I am as a former district attorney being accused of racism for putting violent criminals behind bars as Larry Krasner tries to get them out of prison. And I'm black. That's what he said. That's what Seth Williams said. He says, here I am, I'm a black man. I put these people away behind bars. I'm being accused of pushing a racist criminal justice system by the white district attorney Larry Krasner. See, Democrats don't understand that there are people in this country who are worried about going out at night in their own neighborhoods. So they can mock this in their ivory towers of MSNBC. They can mock this in the faculty lounges, and I'm sure that they do. And they can tell us that America's never been safer. You've heard this lie all week, too. Well, the recent stats from the FBI's Uniform Crime Report show violent crime is at a historic low. That's the entire country. We're not talking about the entire country. We're talking about pockets of areas where crime is on the rise. And the other problem with the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, as a former Cinnaminson police captain will tell you, is that many departments don't report certain crimes because they don't become actual arrests or actual convictions. And Larry Krasner downgrades these things, as does Alvin Bragg. So what should be something that's reportable to the FBI under the UCR winds up becoming something that is downgraded to a misdemeanor. Now, we'll upgrade a felony charge against former President Donald Trump, but we'll downgrade an actual felony to a misdemeanor in Alvin Bragg's New York. Did I mention he's funded by George Soros? Just checking. Now, here is Congressman Scott Perry, who was on with Maria Bartiromo just a short time ago. Take a listen.
Maria, most of us are shocked and horrified. Of course, we're not surprised. These are unnecessary atrocities that are occurring. And Joe Biden and the Democrat Party own every single one of them. Rachel Marin would be alive today. This 12-year-old girl. Can you imagine it? A 12-year-old girl. These people would be alive today if not for Joe Biden and the Democrat policies. I mean, this Rachel Marin is Bel Air, Maryland. This is, fairly short drive from where I live. This is not down on the border. This is not inner city. This young lady goes out for a run on a rail trail and ends up losing her life in some horrific terror attack. It's all unnecessary. And of course, the Biden administration wants to send condolences. Meanwhile, today, Maria, you know, how many more of these terrorists and criminals are going to pour across the border into the United States and do this to somebody else's family? It just continues. And they say it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter because Rachel's never coming back. That 12-year-old girl's never coming home.
Now, here is Rachel Morin's mom, who blasted the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for calling her slain daughter an individual, and says the Biden administration has not reached out in any way, shape, or form. Cut number six. Cut six.
Andrew. When you hear Rachel referred to as the individual by the Secretary of Homeland Security, what is your reaction?
My reaction is that it's a completely political statement because they're not even willing to acknowledge that she was a female, that she was a mother, a daughter. It totally depersonalizes her and makes her an object.
Well, Patty, have you heard from any official in the Biden administration about your daughter and your loss?
No, ma'am. No one's contacted me personally, and as far as I know, no one has reached out and contacted anybody in the family.
It's horrific they would not reach out to them. But again, this administration wants to pretend like this is not an issue. Now, politically speaking, just as a guy who's just been in politics since I was, you know, in junior high school, I know I'm a nerd, but that is just really bad politics, isn't it? I mean, it's bad politics to just act so brazen and pretend like this doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anybody. But when you have a party that is controlled by the far left, which is now the Democrat Party. I mean, it is the left. Scott Pressler, everybody. He's joining us today. Hello, Scott. We're going to get him on right after the break. They're too worried about making the women of the squad upset than they are about actually fighting to protect American citizens. And could you be any taller? We are not taking a picture together, just for the record. How are you doing, buddy? Good to see you. All right, so we are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our big story of the hour brought to you by VanariaDental.com. Go see Dr. Mike Vanaria today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. How do we win Pennsylvania? This man to my, I don't want to say left, but this man right next to me is working to make sure Pennsylvania goes red. He's Scott Pressler. He joins me next, live from the Grand Hotel. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So grateful to the Grand Hotel for hosting us. Our next show will be September 6th, which is like January 6th, but in September. You know, We cannot win elections if people don't step up and work really, really hard. So we talked about Protect the Vote today. We're asking people to become poll watchers. We're asking attorneys to volunteer their time to ensure that there's no shenanigans on election day. This guy right here, Scott Pressler, deserves a medal, which he got today from Dom Giordano, by the way, which he well deserved. Literally moved to Pennsylvania to try to flip Pennsylvania red. I mean, that's dedication right there. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, you've always had me. I literally just bought a house, so I'm moving to Southwest Pennsylvania. Don't hold it against me. I know there's this West versus East divide, but I'm excited. I want my vote to help elect Donald Trump, and Pennsylvania wins the whole ball game. This is it.
Yeah, it does. If you don't know Scott, he's been out there for years trying to register people to vote, and you've had an interesting political kind of, I'd say, revelation over the years, have you not?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, my first job was helping to elect Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, and I never wanted Hillary Clinton to set foot in the White House again and decide the future of the Supreme Court, and Pennsylvania delivered electing Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America. And I'm the guy, Rich, that went into Baltimore when Donald Trump said, you know, the city needed some love. And with 200 volunteers, we picked up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours in one single day. And I just thought to myself, why don't we do this everywhere? I don't need the government to solve my problems. We need concerned citizens and an act of love to come together, and we'll do it ourselves.
Well said, Scott. Well said.
And so I'm just on this mission now. I'm registering voters, and I'm encouraging people to run for office at the local level, become an Election Day worker. But look, we have 5 months until seriously the most important election of our lives. This is it. There is no going back if we don't elect Donald Trump this November. And so I'm traveling. I'm talking to anyone that will listen to me, from the Amish to former felons to frat boys to hunters to moms and dads. I mean, literally, I will leave no stone unturned, Rich, to make sure that we win this November.
I love it, Scott. I love your passion. I really do. We also have an opportunity here because, you know, Pennsylvania, I agree with you 100%. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is the next president of the United States. We should all just understand that fact. Because if you win Pennsylvania, that's the ball game right there. Then we also pick up Dave McCormick in the Senate. We can flip the Senate, too. So it is everything. It really is. And I think if we win Pennsylvania, it means we're also going to bed that night with a victory in Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, and probably Nevada and Arizona as well. I mean, we're going to sweep the landscape here. But we can still lose a couple of other states as long as we win Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We've talked about the electoral math before, right?
Yes.
We can afford to lose a couple as long as we win Pennsylvania. That's how critical this election is.
Well, and I'm not here to battle. I'm not here to be confrontational. But after 2022, when we saw the polling locations had errors on what day? Election Day in Arizona. Otherwise, we would have Governor Kari Lake today.
Yes, yes.
And in Nevada, it snowed on Election Day. We lost the Senate seat by 8,000 votes. And furthermore, let's bring it back home. Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. We always talk about one day, one vote, one paper ballot. They ran out of paper ballots on what day? Election Day. And this, I can't afford to have the Democrats vote for 50 days of early voting while we wish and hope and pray that nothing is going to go wrong on the 12 hours that we vote on Election Day. And so I created Early Vote Action. That's my organization. I'm focused on 5 states, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and no. Yes. And so I'm just on this mission that, like you said, we, for example, could lose for whatever reason, Michigan or Georgia, but we pick up Pennsylvania, we save the country, we save the globe.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And in order to do that, just so you know, in order to achieve that, we also have to get over this mindset of just Election Day voting. To Scott's point, and look, I'm guilty of this, right? So I like to vote in person. I like to do it on Election Day. But driving back from Philly on election night in this most recent election, I got there at 7:58 p.m. Now, if the doors were locked at 8, I can't scream that my civil rights were violated. That's on me. So why should we leave anything to chance? We have the system. It's not going away. We wish it would, but it's not. And so until it does go away, let's maximize it to our advantage. Let's get those mail-in ballots in. Let's take advantage of every way we have. This way, if you are running late at work, kids get sick, whatever it is, your vote's already been counted. Right.
Well, and let's talk about some of the demographic groups that would really benefit from an all of the above approach to voting. So I'm going to use this word loosely, but Joe Biden in 2020 won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. There are 80,000 Amish in Pennsylvania. That's the election. Now, these people, they get married on Tuesdays in November. Did you know that? They get married on Tuesdays in November. And when I tell the Amish that they can vote privately, that they can vote secretly, that they're not going to have the entire community see their buggy going to the polling location, they love the idea of a mail-in ballot. And how iconic and epic would it be if we used a tool of the Democrats to get the Amish to vote to win Pennsylvania and save the country? Truckers. There are 80,000 truckers in Pennsylvania. I spoke to a wife of a trucker in Pennsylvania. The wife said that her husband did not vote in 2020. Why? He was driving on election day. He was driving his rig to provide service to us. He was serving us. And so therefore, and I know that we have moms here, we have dads, we're on the radio. I'm going to be very respectful and not violate anything. But on July 11th through 13th at the Iowa 80 truck stop, we're going to be unveiling our campaign from Early Vote Action called Truck Joe Biden. And I'm almost done. Last. I was still classy. And so this is really big. If I know that we have some gun owners in here. I know that there are some hunters in here. 40% of Wisconsin hunters are not registered to vote. I didn't say 14. I said 40. 30% of Pennsylvania's 930,000 hunters are not registered to vote. You need to go to your gun ranges. You need to go to your gun stores. You need to go to your gun shows. Go to gunshowtrader.com. You're going to have every single gun show for all of Pennsylvania, for all 50 states, for all of 2024. We must be courting the hunting and gun-owning vote. And we've mobilized every hunter in America. We will elect Donald J. Trump on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024.
My first wife was Amish, and we had so many fights over what TV show to watch. I could never get her to agree on anything.
I can't tell if he's serious or not.
Just so you know, we have tickets for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank. If you'd like to go, they're up here for you, courtesy of our friend David Gelman. Jimmy is playing tomorrow night at the Everybody Calm Down Tour at the Hackensack Meridian Health System Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. So they are up here for you. If you want to go have a laugh, would you like to go?
Absolutely.
Great. How many tickets would you like?
May I have two, please?
You
one
may.
For me and Joe from Early Vote Action right there.
All right. Fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
We'll give them the tickets, but you gotta do your part and help out. You gotta get involved here. So, Scott, what's the call to action right now?
Okay, I need help registering voters. This is the single most important thing. When you go out in public from now on, the time for being scared is over. Look, Trump is coming to Philly tomorrow. I will be there. We will be at Temple University. And I'm glad that it's in a rough area. I'm glad that we're moving away from the country club Republican Party. And we're going to bring our conservative party into neighborhoods, into cities, into the urban area. I want you guys to wear your Trump gear everywhere, at the supermarket, at the gas station, at Home Depot and Boot Barn and Cabela's and everywhere. And when somebody says, I like your hat, I like your shirt, I want you to say, are you registered to vote at your current address? Like my shirt. And if they aren't, you pull out your phone, you go to the Pennsylvania online voter registration, and you get them registered to vote right then and right there. Now, you guys like to eat out. I'm sure that you're going to be eating out while you're here in town. Trump is going to make sure that 100% of tips are not taxed. Whenever you tip your salon, your barber, your waiter, whoever in the service industry that you're providing a tip for, you write on that tip, vote for Trump. He won't tax your tips. I need you to join your local Republican Party. Even if you're in Jersey, we won't hold it against you. Do it in Jersey. Do it in Pennsylvania. I'm serious. I know that today we probably have people from Philly and Bucks and Delaware and Chester and Montgomery, Southeast Pennsylvania. I'll be here briefly. I do have a 7 o'clock I got to do, but I want to make sure that you're connected to your local Republican Party. I need your help knocking on doors. I need your help making phone calls and sending text messages and writing postcards. If you have any questions, you can also go to my Scott Pressler on Twitter. I'm happy to answer all your messages. We have an app that you can do those postcards, text messages, and phone calls from the comfort of your home, reaching out to swing voters. And I'll tell you, our work, Rich, is making such a difference doing voter registration that 4 years ago, Bucks County, this is a Philadelphia suburban county that voted for Hillary Clinton, voted for Joe Biden, swing county. 4 years ago, it had 15,000 more Democrats and Republicans. Today, it only has 720 more Democrats than Republicans.
Great. Fantastic. Fantastic.
So I need you guys to get active. Act like our future is at stake. And to any young person that's listening right now to the Rich Zioli Show, if you are 18 to 26 and you vote for Joe Biden, you are voting for yourself to be shipped overseas to fight his wars. Putin did not invade Ukraine under President Trump. Hamas did not genocide Israel under President Trump. The threat of Taiwan being invaded by China was not there under President Trump. A vote for President Trump is a vote for peace, and a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for war. Young people, we need you to stand in solidarity with us and stand for peace. And I'm sorry to get on my soapbox, but I get fired up, baby.
No,
I get fired
listen,
up.
I think next time I'm off, you got to fill in for me. I think you'd be great. We're going to sign you up, Pressler. All right, Scott Pressler, everybody. Thank you, my friend. Keep up the great work. God bless you, pal. Thank you for this. Really appreciate it. Thank you. That's fantastic. All right, excellent. As we continue live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, we're just getting warmed up. Jimmy Failla is going to be here very soon. If you'd like the tickets, come on up. Oh, you want a picture of me and Scott? I'm not standing next to you. You kidding me? Please. I already have a Napoleon complex. You think I need to have it further enshrined? We'll be right back live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Don't go away.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Really warm overnight, only down to 75. Tomorrow, 99 or 100, mostly sunny. Same story for Sunday. A few more clouds, though. On Monday, we're back down to 90, partly cloudy. Tuesday, 91 and mostly sunny. And then it's up to 95 again on Wednesday.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims.
The Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on Talk Radio 1210.
Folks, the war on our justice system, the vicious assault on President Trump, has sent our nation into uncharted waters. And trust me when I say things are going to get worse before they get better. I truly believe that. The political turmoil and uncertainty that lie ahead could have severe consequences for our economy and financial markets. But in times of crisis, there's always opportunity. And right now, I see that opportunity in diversification with gold and silver. That's why I trust Advantage Gold. They're experts at helping Americans take steps to help safeguard their wealth with precious metals. Call them right now. 800-900-8000. Don't wait. Get their free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. The future may be unpredictable, but your financial security doesn't have to be. So call Advantage Gold right now. 800-900-8000. There's no risk. There's no pressure. That's 800-900-8000. Get your special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 for qualified customers today. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. June is Men's Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Life is busy. It can be hard to focus on your health. Thankfully, Rescue Men's Health Supplements have the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that provide men with what they need. Rescue supplements can help boost testosterone, promote a healthy prostate, as well as support energy and vitality for an active life. And for the month of June, when you buy one of their Men's Health single bottles, you'll receive a second totally free. Just use the code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one offer. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, Super Prostate, and more. Again, use that code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Men's Health products. Shop res-q.com and do it today.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. I mean, $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and tons of data is a no-brainer. Over the last few weeks, Pure Talk has reported a surge of new customers signing up to help them support a charity near and dear to their hearts and mine, America's Warrior Partnership, that is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. So many of us have chosen to step away from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to switch to Pure Talk to help support this great charity, and because they want to do business with companies that share their values. And that's why Pure Talk has decided to extend their support for America's Warrior Partnership through Independence Day weekend by matching every dollar donated up to $50,000. So switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with Pure Talk. You'll be helping yourself and our veterans. Just dial #250 and say keyword Mark Levin, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. That's #250, say keyword Mark Levin.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
A tasty new game is coming your way. Test your skills in Kirby's Quick Run at TastyCake.com. Help Kirby the Crimpet collect all of the Tasty Cake treats. Play now to enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win exclusive prizes. Increase your chances of winning by playing every day. And don't forget to celebrate National Crimpet Day on July 7th by snagging some limited edition confetti crimpets in stores now. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Follow Talk Radio. Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
How about it? I cheated death. I left Manhattan at 1 o'clock and took 5.5 hours. But for the last stretch, the only guy on the road was me and this police helicopter. So it was nice. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. Am I playing catch up? How many drinks behind am I in this crowd right now?
Total for the crowd, 1,500. Per person, I think seven or eight.
All right, good. No, I could do that.
Though, right now, you deserve a drink.
I am. I'm going to have a vodka soda because, as you can see by my shirt, I'm celebrating Pride Month today. Thank you.
Well
done. You spoil me rotten, and away we go.
All right, cheers to the King of Saturday Night.
And to the Zeoli Army and the Zeoli Navy in port.
The Admiral,
in
by
port.
The way, right here.
Good to see you guys.
Here we go. Take a picture, handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us. Faces for radio.
How about it?
Voices for print.
You look great.
I love the white shorts, by the way. It's great. I was wondering if you were going to be rocking the white shorts, yacht rock look tonight.
My whole look, okay, because people always say it's like Miami Vice.
Yeah.
But it's like Miami, Ohio. You know what I mean? I'm not quite Don Johnson. I'm like his chubby brother, Ron, you know? But I lead in. It kind of works. You know, I made it this far. I'm here. I'm excited about it. The last time I was in Cape May for real. I was a cab driver. I don't know if you guys know this. I used to drive a taxi in New York
City. Has anyone heard that before?
I'm kind of uncomfortable talking about it.
Awkward.
I don't really bring it up a lot. It's kind of uncomfortable for me. But I had one of those power agents that got me booked in Cape May in December. You know what I mean? Those are the kind of gigs you would get. You know what I mean? They say the beach town in the winter, the ski town in the summer. And I haven't even sipped this. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I drove a long way to be a part of this. I'm not kidding. I made a decision 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
Okay. That if a cop.
That we were going to lose our FCC license?
That. Yeah. I made that 40 seconds ago. But. Don't forget, I have a backup plan. I have a taxi. I just told you, I have a lot. But here's the thing. I made a plan 40 minutes ago. I was like, if a cop tries to pull me over, I'm not going to make the gig. So the only thing to do at that point would be to try to run here and get arrested in front of all of you. So I could keep my promise about making the gig. I said I wanted to be here. I was dying to be here. I was off from my show. I was supposed to actually do Gutfeld tonight. Greg wanted to come, but we didn't have a kid seat in the car. And you know how that goes. You know, then I got a second ticket. It's a whole to-do. But I had decided like 40 miles ago, right around exit 38, Atlantic City Expressway. I was like, if he tries to pull me over, I just have to make the gig. And I'll just explain it.
Yeah.
He's hog-tying me on the ground. Maybe you can mic me, you know. So here we are.
I'm so happy you made it. We're so happy you made it. I mean, it literally took him like a six-hour drive. My question is this. Do they pump you with more Adderall than they're going to get Biden Thursday night at the debate? Or how did that work exactly?
There's not a lot. There's not left. I was trying to figure out what they're going to do. Okay, we talked about this yesterday because they were like, he's debate prepping for a week. No performance-enhancing drugs. It's just him as a debate coach, Lance Armstrong. Okay? It's just him and Barry Bonds. It's all on the level. Biden's going to show up with a big head. It's going to look like Mr. Met. Yo, I don't know what they're going to do. So there are two things that keep me tuned in every night. I've met Biden twice. I don't know if you guys know. True. And I've met him twice, and he certainly has gone downhill. Karine Jean-Pierre, who I met once, and was excited to me because I took a video and I posted it online knowing that my mom would tell everyone she knows I met Tracy Chapman.
It's been a great way to end my career.
And she did.
What a way to
My mom did. My mom, you know, she just assumes. She's like, oh, my mom just doesn't really follow politics. So I knew that would happen. She's like, oh, my God, Jim has a fast car. He met Tracy Chapman. That's amazing. And I actually said that on TV, and she still told the story, even though she watched it on the show. But anyway, Karine Jean-Pierre is going, she knows she's lying, okay? She knows. Like, the cheap fake thing, okay? Which I'm sure you've talked about it great. Like, my sunglasses are cheap fakes, okay? Everybody knows how that racket works. But the point is, she knows she's lying, and she's getting to that end place now. Because when I met her, she wasn't drinking like she wanted to. She was drinking like she had to. You know what I mean? And I don't mean the way an alcoholic does. I mean the way a person reaching for an actual fire extinguisher in an emergency reaches for a drink. And I can tell you, you can see the weather on her face. And one of these days, she's going to get up to that podium. And she's just going to be like, hey, what do you want from me, Ducey? He has dementia, okay? Why are you making me do this? Cheap fake, deep fake, why? We all see it. And that's going to be good TV. And that's why I pray they don't fire her or she doesn't resign. Because I can tell you this, it is coming. And how funny would that be if one day she gets up to the podium, okay, and she doesn't open the binder, and everyone in the White House would be like, oh, this going to be good. She starts talking real street, you know. We got a saying in the hood. You know, like, oh, no.
And then just drops the mic. And
just
like,
drops the mic.
I'm out. And then just walks
out. I'm telling you, if they don't fire her, she's going to end up voting Trump. I'm not kidding. She can't do it anymore. I saw it on her face. She was a beaten down woman. She doesn't want to do this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Really warm overnight, only down to 75. Tomorrow, 99 or 100, mostly sunny. Same story for Sunday. A few more clouds, though. On Monday, we're back down to 90, partly cloudy. Tuesday, 91 and mostly sunny, and then it's up to 95 again on Wednesday.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims.
The Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on Talk Radio 1210.
Folks, the war on our justice system, the vicious assault on President Trump, has sent our nation into uncharted waters. And trust me when I say things are going to get worse before they get better. I truly believe that. The political turmoil and uncertainty that lie ahead could have severe consequences for our economy and financial markets. But in times of crisis, there's always opportunity. And right now, I see that opportunity in diversification with gold and silver. That's why I trust Advantage Gold. They're experts at helping Americans take steps to help safeguard their wealth with precious metals. Call them right now. 800-900-8000. Don't wait. Get their free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. The future may be unpredictable, but your financial security doesn't have to be. So call Advantage Gold right now. 800-900-8000. There's no risk. There's no pressure. That's 800-900-8000. Get your special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 for qualified customers today. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. June is Men's Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Life is busy. It can be hard to focus on your health. Thankfully, Rescue Men's Health Supplements have the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that provide men with what they need. Rescue supplements can help boost testosterone, promote a healthy prostate, as well as support energy and vitality for an active life. And for the month of June, when you buy one of their Men's Health single bottles, you'll receive a second totally free. Just use the code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one offer. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, Super Prostate, and more. Again, use that code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Men's Health Products. Shop res-q.com and do it today.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. I mean, $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and tons of data is a no-brainer. Over the last few weeks, Pure Talk has reported a surge of new customers signing up to help them support a charity near and dear to their hearts and mine, America's Warrior Partnership, that is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. So many of us have chosen to step away from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to switch to Pure Talk to help support this great charity, and because they want to do business with companies that share their values. And that's why Pure Talk has decided to extend their support for America's Warrior Partnership through Independence Day weekend by matching every dollar donated up to $50,000. So switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with Pure Talk. You'll be helping yourself and our veterans. Just dial #250 and say keyword Mark Levin, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. That's #250, say keyword Mark Levin.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
A tasty new game is coming your way. Test your skills in Kirby's Quick Run at TastyCake.com. Help Kirby the Crimpet collect all of the Tasty Cake treats. Play now to enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win exclusive prizes. Increase your chances of winning by playing every day. And don't forget to celebrate National Crimpet Day on July 7th by snagging some limited edition confetti crimpets in stores now. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
How about it? I cheated death. I left Manhattan at 1 o'clock and took 5.5 hours. But for the last stretch, the only guy on the road was me and this police helicopter. So it was nice. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. Am I playing catch-up? How many drinks behind am I in this crowd right now?
Total for the crowd, 1,500. Per person, I think 7 or 8.
All right, good. No, I could do that.
Though, right now, you deserve a drink.
I am. I'm going to have a vodka soda because, as you can see by my shirt, I'm celebrating Pride Month today. Thank you.
Well
done. You spoil me rotten, and away we go.
All right, wait, cheers to the King of Saturday Night.
And to the Zeoli Army and the Zeoli Navy in port.
The Admiral,
in port.
The way, right here.
Good to see you guys.
Here we go. Take a picture, handsome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Look at us.
Faces
for radio.
How about it?
Voices for print.
You look great.
I love the white shorts, by the way. It's great. I was wondering if you were going to be rocking the white shorts, yacht rock look tonight.
My whole look, okay, because people always say it's like Miami Vice.
Yeah.
But it's like Miami, Ohio. You know what I mean? I'm not quite Don Johnson. I'm like his chubby brother, Ron, you know? But I lean in. It kind of works. You know, I made it this far. I'm here. And I'm excited about it. The last time I was in Cape May for real, I was a cab driver. I don't know if you guys know this. I used to drive a taxi in New
York. Has anyone heard that before?
I'm kind of uncomfortable talking about it.
It's awkward.
I don't really bring it up a lot. It's kind of uncomfortable for me. But I had one of those power agents that got me booked in Cape May in December. You know what I mean? Those are the kind of gigs you would get. You know what I mean? They say the beach town in the winter, the ski town in the summer. And I haven't even sipped this. It's going to get worse. I drove a long way to be a part of this. I'm not kidding. I made a decision 40 minutes ago,
yes.
Okay, that if a cop...
That we were going to lose our FCC license?
Yeah. I made that 40 seconds ago, but... Don't forget, I have a backup plan. I have a taxi. I just told you. I have a lot. But here's the thing. I made a plan 40 minutes ago. I was like, if a cop tries to pull me over, I'm not going to make the gig. So the only thing to do at that point would be to try to run here and get arrested in front of all of you. So I could keep my promise about making the gig. I said I wanted to be here. I was dying to be here. I was off from my show. I was supposed to actually do Gutfeld tonight. Greg wanted to come, but we didn't have a kid seat in the car. And you know how that goes. You know, then I got a second ticket. It's a whole to-do. But I had decided like 40 miles ago, right around exit 38, Atlantic City Expressway. I was like, if he tries to pull me over, I just have to make the gig. And I'll just explain it. If he's hog tying me on the ground, maybe you can mic me, you know? So here we are.
I'm so happy you made it. We're so happy you made it. I mean, it literally took him like a 6-hour drive. My question is this. Do they pump you with more Adderall than they're going to get Biden Thursday night at the debate? Or how did that work exactly?
There's not a lot. There's not left. I was trying to figure out what they're going to do. Okay, we talked about this yesterday because they were like, he's debate prepping for a week. No performance-enhancing drugs. It's just him as a debate coach, Lance Armstrong. Okay? It's just him and Barry Bonds. It's all on the level. Biden's going to show up with a big head. It's going to look like Mr. Met. Yo, I don't know what they're going to do. So there are two things that keep me tuned in every night. I've met Biden twice. I don't know if you guys know. True. And I've met him twice, and he certainly has gone downhill. Karine Jean-Pierre, who I met once, and was excited to me because I took a video and I posted it online knowing that my mom would tell everyone she knows I met Tracy Chapman.
It's been a great way to end my career.
And she did.
What a way to
My mom did. My mom, you know, she just assumes. She's like, oh, my mom just doesn't really follow politics. So I knew that would happen. She's like, oh, my God, Jim has a fast car. He met Tracy Chapman. That's amazing. And I actually said that on TV, and she still told the story, even though she watched it on the show. But anyway, Karine Jean-Pierre is going, she knows she's lying, okay? She knows. Like, the cheap fake thing, okay? Which I'm sure you've talked about it great. Like, my sunglasses are cheap fakes, okay? Everybody knows how that thing, that racket works. But the point is, she knows she's lying, and she's getting to that end place now. Because when I met her, she wasn't drinking like she wanted to. She was drinking like she had to. You know what I mean? And I don't mean the way an alcoholic does. I mean the way a person reaching for an actual fire extinguisher in an emergency reaches for a drink. And I can tell you can see the weather on her face. And one of these days, she's going to get up to that podium. And she's just going to be like, hey, what do you want from me, Ducey? He has dementia, okay? Why are you making me do this? Cheap fake, deep fake, why? We all see it. And that's going to be good TV. And that's why I pray they don't fire her or she doesn't resign. Because I can tell you this, it is coming. And how funny would that be if one day she gets up to the podium, okay, and she doesn't open the binder, and everyone in the White House would be like, oh, this going to be good. She starts talking real street, you know. We got a saying in the hood. You know, like, oh, no.
And then just drops the mic. And
just
like,
drops the mic.
I'm out. And then just walks out.
I'm telling you, if they don't fire her, she's going to end up voting Trump. I'm not kidding. She can't do it anymore. I saw it on her face. She was a beaten down woman. She doesn't want to do this. She's not even a lesbian anymore. She was dating a guy. She's like, I can't. I just need a fresh start. She's like, what are you doing after this, Chubbs? She's like, I see you on TV. I can tell you're gay. Don't worry about it. I'm gay, too. So it's going to be fine. Don't worry. You guys.
I'll tell you what. We're pretty fired up for your show tomorrow night.
It's a hot one. Red Bank, New Jersey. Which is apparently like...
We got a bunch of us are going tomorrow.
Oh, you guys are going to come out?
A ton of us are going. Oh, yeah.
You're
going
to meet some good Fox people. You're going to meet a lot of executives who should not be watching my stand-up act. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously your decorum on TV is a little more presentable than your decorum. I always say, you know, I'm kind of like a feral cat, and Fox kind of domesticated me. Taught me how to live in the house without clawing up the furniture and stuff. Stand-up is I sneak out of the house and kill birds. You know what I mean? I don't know that the rescue people should see what I looked like before they put me in the house, but dang it, they're gonna.
And then we might even have some Fox hotties, I think is how you described it last time, or
there'll
what's the legal way you're supposed to say that?
Some Fox talent milling talent, around
right,
if you're
yes.
into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because there's everybody from Fox like lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
There's like a few people. The only person who doesn't is the judge who is in a little bit north. I don't know the specific town and that's for security purposes, but, Me and the judge had one of the most awkward exchanges in the world the other day because I was in the lobby. I wasn't on a show. I was filling in for Greg on the 5, but it was after the show. And my son Lincoln was in the lobby. And I said, you know, I have to tell you guys, my son deserves so much credit for being a 15-year-old boy who could hang out around Fox News women. I said, because if I was 15 and you brought me in here, I would have got Me Too'd in the lobby. Okay. And the judge goes, why? What were you doing when you were 15 years old? And I was like, my pillow?
This is a great opportunity to say that the owner of the Grand Hotel, Bob and John, their mom is a huge fan of yours.
Yes, she is.
Vera,
yes, she
and she's
is.
Here sitting next to Bob. Vera,
hey,
stand
girl,
up.
Great to see you.
Did you appreciate Jimmy's crude 13-year-old boy humor just then? I know
I
you did,
you
right?
Did.
You loved it, right?
I hope you did.
No?
Great to see
you. Oh, well,
ya.
Thank you.
There you are. Oh, my God. Good to see you. Good to see you. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. That'd
so,
be at the Jersey Shore.
So yeah,
store.
As you can see, my goal is not to get invited back next year. going pretty good, right? It's going pretty good.
No. Now, if you had to give Trump any advice for Thursday night, what would it be?
Give me this again.
If you had to give Trump any advice for the debate Thursday night, what would it be?
Well, I think the muted mic thing helps him.
Yeah.
Because he's witty. He claps back. And I think if you give a guy who's witty extra time, you know, you're going to be, mm-hmm. He'll probably be sharper than you'd expect him to be. But that would be my advice, is let Biden go, you know, because everybody who keeps saying like the whole cheap fake thing, you don't embarrass Biden by editing videos. As you know, you just play them. You know what I mean? Who is going through the trouble? You know, it's like even with Trump, when they would like make up crazy stuff about like Trump said this, I'm like, dude, why are you paying for opposition research? Just follow him on Twitter. You know what I mean? Trump wasn't like pretending that's who he is. And that was refreshing. Right. So I think it's gonna be a good show. And we have to next Saturday follow, you know, we have to like cut the debate together and make sense of it on Fox News Saturday night.
And, 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel.
I can tell you this.
Set your DVR.
You can't repeat this, okay? But for me to perform in Red Bank last night, we had to pre-tape my show last night, Thursday. So mm-hmm. for me to be in Red Bank tomorrow, my show is not live this weekend. We taped it last night at 2 a.m., and it looks like we taped it at 2 a.m. yo. Mike Rowe was on. It was,
yeah?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. That was definitely his dirtiest job yet, by the way, was being on that show.
Well, we have another surprise for you, and it's this. If you don't invite me back on your show soon, the Zioli Army is going to beat the crap out of you in the lobby.
I love that. I'm in
right outside by that bar.
Well, the joke's on you, because I pay money to get beat up on Craigslist. So this is just a bargain. You're threatening me with a bargain right now.
Don't threaten you with a good time, Fela.
Oh, you have to be back soon. He's great. He's a Yellow Jacket winner. Come on, that's that matters. He's Rich Zioli.
Show's doing great. 2 million people a week watch it now. That's huge. It's tremendous.
You know what? And my core demo would be higher if they had TVs in prisons. You know, they don't, you know, it's group homes and prisons. They're really screwing us in the Nielsen department.
And the Amish love you.
Yeah,
they love
the
you.
Amish are big fans.
You got a big night tomorrow night. Where can we get tickets to see you?
FoxAcrossAmerica.com is the website. Yeah. And you can come out to Red Bank. And after the show, we hang out, photo ops, selfies, meet and greets. You can grope me, whatever you're into. And
is there an all the above option?
There is an all of the above package. You can ask for the Louis C.K. It's going to be great if you want a private show. I kid. I love you guys.
And you stick around. You can hang out with us.
I'm hanging out.
I mean,
a whole night.
A 9-hour drive.
I was told this is a sleepover. Zioli's like, no, I got your room. I'm going to wind up in the restroom.
In fact, I got Jimmy's room key right here.
Oh, girl.
Join him. Jenny.
Jimmy.
We won't tell Jenny a word, all right? What happens in Cape May stays on video.
I'm
in Cape May.
My wife, because she grew up on a dairy farm. You know, so she had no idea what her street value was. So I am definitely... You got to think about what your self-worth is if you actually eat your pets on your birthday. You know what I mean? As a woman who grew up eating her own pets, it takes you to a dark place. So when I was like a fast-talking cab driver, like she married me. She married me, and we made this whole life together. But I can see, you know how I was telling you earlier, KJP is drinking because she has to?
Yeah.
Jenny Fela right now was so thrilled to see me leave that house. And we get on well, but it was funny. She was like wazing it. She was Google Mapsing it. I'm like, Jenny, it's only Tuesday. The gig's not till Friday, you know?
But here we are, and it's epic.
We are honored to have you, buddy. We really are. We're excited. We're excited. I felt it move. I really did. Just the minute you walked in here. I know we're off the air. Are we technically off the air? We might be. We should have been off the air. All right, so we'll say goodnight live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to stick around. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to answer some questions. Thank you to Jimmy Failer for making 1999.
Jimmy, I made it.
We love you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
How about it? I cheated death. I left Manhattan at 1 o'clock and took 5.5 hours. But for the last stretch, the only guy on the road was me and this police helicopter. So it was nice. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. Am I playing catch up? How many drinks behind am I in this crowd right now?
Total for the crowd, 1,500. Per person, I think seven or eight.
All right, good. No, I could do that.
Though, right now, you deserve a drink.
I am. I'm going to have a vodka soda because, as you can see by my shirt, I'm celebrating Pride Month today. Thank you.
Well
done. Spoil me rotten, and away we go.
All right, wait. Well, cheers to the King of Saturday Night
and to the Zeoli Army and the Zeoli Navy in port.
The Admiral
in port,
right here.
Good to see you guys.
Here we go. Take a picture, handsome.
Now, oh yeah.
Look at us.
Faces
for radio.
How about it?
Voices for print.
You look great.
I love the white shorts, by the way. It's great. I was wondering if you were going to be rocking the white shorts, yacht rock look tonight.
My whole look, okay, because people always say it's like Miami Vice.
Yeah.
But it's like Miami, Ohio. You know what I mean? I'm not quite Don Johnson. I'm like his chubby brother, Ron, you know? But I lean in. It kind of works. You know, I made it this far. I'm here. I'm excited about it. The last time I was in Cape May for real, I was a cab driver. I don't know if you guys know this. I used to drive a taxi in New
York. Has anyone heard that before?
I'm kind of uncomfortable talking about it.
It's awkward.
I don't really bring it up a lot. It's kind of uncomfortable for me. But I had one of those power agents that got me booked in Cape May in December. You know what I mean? Those are the kind of gigs you would get. You know what I mean? They say the beach town in the winter, the ski town in the summer. And I haven't even sipped this. It's going to get worse. I drove a long way to be a part of this. I'm not kidding. I made a decision 40 minutes ago,
yes.
Okay, that if a cop...
That we were going to lose our FCC license?
Yeah, I made that 40 seconds ago, but... Don't forget, I have a backup plan. I have a taxi. I just told you. I have a lot. But here's the thing. I made a plan 40 minutes ago. I was like, if a cop tries to pull me over, I'm not going to make the gig. So the only thing to do at that point would be to try to run here and get arrested in front of all of you. So I could keep my promise about making the gig. I said I wanted to be here. I was dying to be here. I was off from my show. I was supposed to actually do Gutfeld tonight. Greg wanted to come, but we didn't have a kid seat in the car. And you know how that goes. You know, then I got a second ticket. It's a whole to-do. But I had decided like 40 miles ago, right around exit 38, Atlantic City Expressway. I was like, if he tries to pull me over, I just have to make the gig. And I'll just explain it. If he's hog-tying me on the ground, maybe you can mic me, you know. So here we are.
I'm so happy you made it. We're so happy you made it. I mean, it literally took him like a six-hour drive. My question is this. Do they pump you with more Adderall than they're going to get Biden Thursday night at the debate? Or how did that work exactly?
There's not a lot. There's not left. I was trying to figure out what they're going to do. Okay, we talked about this yesterday because they were like, he's debate prepping for a week. No performance-enhancing drugs. It's just him as a debate coach, Lance Armstrong. Okay? It's just him and Barry Bonds. It's all on the level. Biden's going to show up with a big head. He's going to look like Mr. Met. Yo, I don't know what they're going to do. So there are two things that keep me tuned in every night. I've met Biden twice. I don't know if you guys know. True. And I've met him twice, and he certainly has gone downhill. Karine Jean-Pierre, who I met once, and was excited to me because I took a video and I posted it online knowing that my mom would tell everyone she knows I met Tracy Chapman.
It's been been a great way to end my career.
And she did.
What a way to
No, my mom did. My mom, you know, she just assumes. She's like, oh, my mom just doesn't really follow politics. So I knew that would happen. She's like, oh, my God, Jim has a fast car. He met Tracy Chapman. That's amazing. And I actually said that on TV, and she still told the story, even though she watched it on the show. But anyway, Karine Jean-Pierre is going, she knows she's lying, okay? She knows. Like, the cheap fake thing, okay? Which I'm sure you've talked about it great. Like, my sunglasses are cheap fakes, okay? Everybody knows how that thing, that racket works. But the point is, she knows she's lying, and she's getting to that end place now. Because when I met her, she wasn't drinking like she wanted to. She was drinking like she had to. You know what I mean? And I don't mean the way an alcoholic does. I mean the way a person reaching for an actual fire extinguisher in an emergency reaches for a drink. And I can tell you can see the weather on her face. And one of these days, she's going to get up to that podium. And she's just going to be like, hey, what do you want from me, Ducey? He has dementia, okay? Why are you making me do this? Cheap fake, deep fake, why? We all see it. And that's going to be good TV. And that's why I pray they don't fire her or she doesn't resign. Because I can tell you this, it is coming. And how funny would that be if one day she gets up to the podium, okay, and she doesn't open the binder, and everyone in the White House would be like, oh, this going to be good. She starts talking real street, you know. We got a saying in the hood, you know, like, oh no.
And then just drops the mic and
just
like
drops the mic.
I'm out. And then just walks
out. I'm telling you, if they don't fire her, she's going to end up voting Trump. I'm not kidding. She can't do it anymore. I saw it on her face. She was a beaten down woman. She doesn't want to do this. She's not even a lesbian anymore. She was dating a guy. She's like, I can't. I just need a fresh start. She's like, what are you doing after this, Chubbs? She's like, I see you on TV. I can tell you're gay. Don't worry about it. I'm gay, too. So it's going to be fine. Don't worry. You guys.
I'll tell you what. We're pretty fired up for your show tomorrow night.
It's a hot one. Red Bank, New Jersey. Which is apparently like...
We got a bunch of us are going tomorrow.
Oh, you guys are going to come out?
A ton of us are going. Oh, yeah.
You're going to meet some good Fox people. You're going to meet a lot of executives who should not be watching my stand-up act. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously your decorum on TV is a little more presentable than your decorum. I always say, you know, I'm kind of like a feral cat, and Fox kind of domesticated me. Taught me how to live in the house without clawing up the furniture and stuff. Stand-up is I sneak out of the house and kill birds. You know what I mean? I don't know that the rescue people should see what I looked like before they put me in the house, but dang it, they're gonna.
And then we might even have some Fox hotties, I think is how you described it last time, or
there'll
what's the legal way you're supposed to say that?
Some Fox talent milling
talent,
around
right,
if you're
yes.
into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because there's everybody from Fox like lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
There's like a few people. The only person who doesn't is the judge who is in a little bit north. I don't know the specific town, and that's for security purposes. But me and the judge had one of the most awkward exchanges in the world the other day because I was in the lobby. I wasn't on a show. I was filling in for Greg on the 5, but it was after the show. And my son Lincoln was in the lobby. And I said, you know, I have to tell you guys, my son deserves so much credit for being a 15-year-old boy who can hang out around Fox News women. I said, because if I was 15 and you brought me in here, I would have got me too'd in the lobby. Okay. And the judge goes, why? What were you doing when you were 15 years old? And I was like, my pillow?
This is a great opportunity to say that the owner of the Grand Hotel, Bob and John, their mom is a huge fan of yours.
Yes, she is.
Vera,
yes, she
and
is.
She's here sitting next to Bob. Vera,
hey,
stand
girl,
up.
Hey, girl, great to see you.
Did you appreciate Jimmy's crude 13-year-old boy humor just then? I know
I
you did,
you
right?
Did.
You loved it, right?
I hope you did.
No?
Great to see
you. Oh, well,
you.
Thank you.
There you are. Oh, my God. Good to see you. Good to see you. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. That'd be at the Jersey Shore.
So, yeah, as you can see, my goal is not to get invited back next year. going pretty good, right? It's going pretty good.
No. Now, if you had to give Trump any advice for Thursday night, what would it be?
If wait, give me this again.
If you had to give Trump any advice for the debate Thursday night, what would it be?
Well, I think the muted mic thing helps him.
Yeah.
Because he's witty. He claps back. And I think if you give a guy who's witty extra time, you know, you're going to be, he'll probably be sharper than you'd expect him to be. But that would be my advice, is let Biden go, you know, because everybody who keeps saying like the whole cheap fake thing, you don't embarrass Biden by editing videos. As you know, you just play them. You know what I mean? Who is going through the trouble? You know, it's like even with Trump, when they would like make up crazy stuff about like Trump said this, I'm like, dude, why are you paying for opposition research? Just follow him on Twitter. You know what I mean? Trump wasn't like pretending that's who he is. And that was refreshing. Right. So I think it's gonna be a good show. And we have to next Saturday follow, you know, we have to like cut the debate together and make sense of it on Fox News Saturday night.
And, 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel.
I can tell you this.
Set your DVR.
You can't repeat this, okay? But for me to perform in Red Bank last night, we had to pre-tape my show last night, Thursday. So for me to be in Red Bank tomorrow, my show is not live this weekend. We taped it last night at 2 a.m., and it looks like we taped it at 2 a.m. Mike Rowe was on. It was, yeah, it was unbelievable. That was definitely his dirtiest job yet, by the way, was being on that show.
Well, we have another surprise for you, and it's this. If you don't invite me back on your show soon, the Zioli Army is going to beat the crap out of you in the lobby.
I love that. I'm in
right outside by that bar.
Well, the joke's on you, because I pay money to get beat up on Craigslist, so this is just a bargain. You're threatening me with a bargain right now.
Don't threaten you with a good time, Fela.
Oh, you have to be back soon. He's great. He's a Yellow Jacket winner. Come on, that's that matters. He's Rich Zioli.
Show's doing great. 2 million people a week watch it now. That's huge. It's tremendous.
You know what? And my core demo would be higher if they had TVs in prisons. You know, they don't. You know, it's. Group homes and prisons. They're really screwing us in the Nielsen department.
And the Amish love you.
Yeah,
they love
the Amish are big fans.
You got a big night tomorrow night. Where can we get tickets to see you?
FoxAcrossAmerica.com is the website. Yeah. And you can come out to Red Bank. And after the show, we hang out, photo ops, selfies, meet and greets. You can grope me, whatever you're into. And
is there an all the above option?
There is an all of the above package. You can ask for the Louis C.K. It's going to be great if you want a private show. I kid. I love you guys.
And you stick around. You can hang out with us.
I'm hanging out.
I mean,
the
after
whole
a
night.
9 hour
tonight.
Drive.
I was told this is a sleepover. Zioli's like, no, I got your room. I'm going to wind up in the restroom.
In fact, I got Jimmy's room key right here.
Oh, girl.
Join him. Jenny
Jimmy.
Fela. We won't tell Jenny a word, all right? What happens in Cape May stays on video.
I'm
in Cape May.
My wife, because she grew up on a dairy farm. You know, so she had no idea what her street value was. So I am definitely... You got to think about what your self-worth is if you actually eat your pets on your birthday. You know what I mean? As a woman who grew up eating her own pets, it takes you to a dark place. So when I was like a fast-talking cab driver, like she married me. She met me, she married me, and we made this whole life together. But I can see, you know how I was telling you earlier, KJP is drinking because she has to?
Yeah.
Jenny Fela right now was so thrilled to see me leave that house. And we get on well, but it was funny. She was like wazing it. She was Google Mapsing it. I'm like, Jenny, it's only Tuesday. The gig's not till Friday, you know. But here we are. And it's epic.
We are honored to have you, buddy. We really are. We're excited.
We're
excited. I felt it move. I really did. Just the minute you walked in here. I know we're off the air. Are we technically off the air? We might be.
We should have been off
the air. All right. So we'll say goodnight live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to stick around. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to answer some questions. Thank you to Jimmy Fela for making 19 hours.
Oh, Jimmy, I made it.
We love you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.